Hello everyone, Chris Lewis here from the Technology for Life group. I wanted to share some further thoughts with you about devices that are not just the smart tablets and phones that we've talked about on many occasions within these sessions and also in other forums. But I wanted to talk about devices which are specialist devices which still have a major role to play in helping visually impaired people. And of course that applies across the age range, it applies across the technology range. And the one I wanted to talk to you about today, the picture on the front on the website, if you can see that, is the Sonata Plus from the British Wireless Association for the Blind. This is called an internet radio. It plugs in or connects by Wi-Fi to your home broadband service. It logs onto a service, so it's streaming everything. It's not stored on the device, so you do need a good broadband connection for it. But it has a very simple interface. As you, if you can see the picture on the front of this Audio Boom page, you'll see a very simple set of buttons to the lower right-hand side below the speaker. A big knob for the volume control, but that also interestingly acts as a data input when you're putting letters into passwords and so on. And then to the top left, you have two buttons up and down, which take you through the different menus. And then the other two select menus and switch it on and off. The reason I think this is interesting to think about in terms of a device is the British Wireless Association for the Blind, a lot of its people that use the service are quite elderly, certainly over 50 plus, and it becomes a very simple interface, a very simple way of getting access to a lot of content. Within the Sonata Plus service, you have podcasts, you have audiobooks, you have other information from the web, and increasingly the amount of information available which can be drawn off websites or off available audiobooks or podcasts and so on, that can be searched, it can be customised for you. So very simple, you may need a little bit of help setting it up, but once it's set up, the beauty of this is that nothing, as I said, is stored on the device itself. It's streamed, so it's like a radio picking up the information being broadcast effectively through the internet. But you can, through help from the British Wireless Association for the Blind, set up your favourite radio stations. For example, when I was trialling it, I mentioned to Dave Beard of the British Wireless Association for the Blind, could he find me a Beatles station or an Elvis station, which he did, and that then gets put into your profile. So what I like about this is the fact that it's not an all singing, all dancing solution in the way that a smartphone such as the iPhone or the Samsung Galaxy is. But it's a very specific solution, easy to navigate through, simple buttons to push, which gives you access to all the radio stations, because an enormous number of radio stations, literally thousands, are available through the internet these days. It gives you access to your favourite podcasts. So if you want to do the Archer's Omnibus Edition, you can pull that down and have that ready for you whenever you want to listen to it. It also increasingly gives you things like weather, the lottery numbers, which are available online as well. And as I said, I can't emphasise enough how simple it is in terms of navigation up and down through the menus. And the fact that we have in the user base from the British Wireless Association for the Blind, so many people who are slightly older, who are generally perhaps not so tech savvy, that this is something which can be shown to them, introduced to them, set up for them on a Wi-Fi connection at home or a broadband connection at home. It's not very portable. And I'll do a separate audio boom on my preferred personal portable device. But for people who are at home a lot, who might have this by their bed or might even be in the sitting room by their comfy armchair, this does give someone fantastic access to a very wide range of information of services. Simple interface, simple device, not going to confuse you with a lot of technology, but it will give you very quick access to a lot of content. So certainly, if you get in touch with the British Wireless Association for the Blind, I will be doing an interview with them for a future audio boom on behalf of the Technology for Life group, because they tell me they've got some interesting changes coming up later on in January. Thank you very much, and look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Pause recording. 5 minutes. Time remaining. 5 minutes. Pause recording.